Welcome to the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 4th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of sports news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Legend of the Track 2011 Honda Dallara IR05 IndyCar joins DFW Car and Toy Museum Collection. The 2011 Honda Dallara IR05, a historic racing car from the final season of Newman Haas Racing, has joined the collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas. This blue and silver marvel, once driven by James Hinchcliffe, offers enthusiasts a rare glimpse into open-wheel racing history. Despite missing its engine and running gear, the car stands as a high-performance sculpture, showcasing the sleek lines and aerodynamic artistry of its era. Director Brian Sturgeon describes it as more than a car. It's a piece of motorsport soul. Newman Haas Racing, known for decades of competitive excellence, left an indelible mark on IndyCar. The museum continues to provide unforgettable experiences with rare vehicles and collectibles, celebrating automotive history.
Jay Paterno joins advisory board of WNFC expansion team Golden State Storm. Jay Paterno, a respected voice in sports and leadership, has joined the advisory board of the Golden State Storm, the newest expansion team in the Women's National Football Conference. With decades of experience as a coach, author, trustee, and advocate for equity in athletics, Paterno brings a wealth of knowledge to the team. The Golden State Storm, set to launch in 2026 in Northern California, will compete in both tackle and flag football. Paterno, a former Penn State assistant coach, is a champion for women's sports and has been instrumental in securing name, image, and likeness opportunities for athletes. His involvement with the Storm underscores the team's commitment to building a high-performance and culturally relevant football franchise. To learn more about the Golden State Storm, visit goldenstatestorm.com. HPM announces topping out of Bank Independence Stadium at UNA. HPM announced the topping out of Bank Independence Stadium at the University of North Alabama, marking the final structural beam placement. The $65 million multipurpose facility in Florence, Alabama will feature Bobby Wallace Field, a press tower, suites, and a club level. The stadium will host UNA's football, baseball, soccer teams, and marching band, with a 2,760-square-foot video board for games and community events. HPM is overseeing the project, working closely with UNA to ensure timely completion. This marks the first partnership between HPM and the University of North Alabama, with other notable projects including Bryant-Denny Stadium and Texas Tech University's Jones AT&T Eastside Stadium.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.